That Lucy, always getting caught with fruit piled on her head or grapes between her toes, trying to wind her way on stage with Ricky. And he caught her every time and would say in that accent of his that she had some splaining to do. But I didn't understand what there was to explain. Why didn't Ricky get it? All Lucy ever wanted was more time with Ricky. Earl and I were like Lucy and Ricky in that way, I guess. We were always trying to be together more, or more together somehow. I'd fallen in love with Earl the minute I'd heard his name. "The name's Earl," he said to me that day at the vegetable stand when he reached for a carton of cherry tomatoes at the same second I did. I looked down at his hand on top of mine, our two hands both covering the redness of the cherry tomatoes, and I blushed in a way I hadn't blushed for years. "Earl," I said. "Earl." I repeated the name to him as if I weren't sure I'd heard him right. I remember letting the name rest in my mouth as if I were tasting it. You don't meet many men named Earl anymore. I'd always wanted to meet a man named Earl, though I hadn't known it until the second he'd introduced himself. Earl, I thought, such a solid name.